Wagwan, this is Press Sector Stop Podcast, Season 3, Episode 30.
Island Edition.
Coming live from Kingston, Maryland.
Negril.
Negril, right? Down the street, Negril. We are here to bring you the latest in gaming news, impressions, and all things surrounding video games, but from a Jamaican perspective. Today, on this cast, we have myself, DJ, aka Sexy Bad Choices, aka Scarlett Johansson. You know what? I'm shelving that one. We're done with Scarlett Johansson. We're done with that. Sean.
Wagwan.
Do you know what defenestration means?
Sound like a cuss word.
Let me tell you. Defenestration is the act of throwing someone out of a window.
They've done this enough to have a specific definition.
There's a specific word for that shit now.
Wagwan, brethren.
Right.
You know what me is.
What your name? What your name?
Sean M.F. Ross.
Ooh, what the MF stand for?
Vibes Cartel.
Vibes
Cartel. The MF is silent.
Proper. Mm-hmm. All right, so with that being said.
Top the ting.
It is time for what we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean, what have you been playing?
I just started Celeste.
Ooh, okay.
I got through the first three screens.
Yeah.
I need a controller for this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not young anymore. I was just telling DJ that I played the first two portals on a laptop with the touchpad.
Oh, shit.
I don't have that dedication anymore. Granted,
this is good. Nah,
I probably could set the buttons different, but
yeah.
Celeste and another game, I think it's Inside, is free on the Epic Game Store right now. Fuck it. You know I like free.
You're right.
Apparently, I have Axiom Verge as well, but that needs to be installed on a PC. So.
You probably need a controller for that, too.
Yeah, but... Celeste seems cool.
Yeah.
I downloaded the demo of Catherine Full Body last night.
Really?
Have you played that at all?
I played the demo of it like when it first came out. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But I never really fucked with it.
If it gets on sale or something, they offer for free. I'll play it.
Right.
Apex Legends, of course.
Mm-hmm,
running
mm-hmm,
squads.
Mm-hmm.
I have this weird thing where online I'll be playing with randoms.
Oh, no.
And I'll just be like wrecking the opposition. Yeah. Like, we ran up on somebody. I shot one teammate in, what the fuck is it called? Runoff. And like, there's a tube or kind of like a.
Is Runoff the name of the stage?
It's the name of that little section on the map.
Okay.
I shot somebody, downed them, knocked them down, and they crawl inside this like sewage tube. And I went around to flank him as they're healing and eliminated the rest of the squad. And he was like, dude, oh shit, let's get this dub, yo.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, I'm not that good. they were just trash. And then I'll actually play with my friends and I'll do some weird panic shit. And they're just like, where's all this shit we be seeing in the clips, yo?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I look like Superman to those commenters.
And then I downloaded Rainbow Six Siege because that's free this weekend.
Yeah.
So it's a big ass download, so I didn't even actually get to play it. I just watched the tutorials. But that shit looks lit.
Yeah. Like I've actually been paying attention to that game a lot, but like it's always been like, okay, I see how that's great, but Call of Duty's where my heart is.
If Call of Duty was not coming out in, I would say, less than 60 days, yeah, I'd probably buy this, but I know I'm not going to be able to spend a significant amount of time on it, so.
Yeah.
If it goes on flash sale, I'll buy it, but right. I don't know. I mean, it looks dope.
Right.
It looks dope.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you told me to download it, and I downloaded it, so let's see if I have enough space on my PlayStation 4. We'll see what happens.
Bum ass nigga with your 500 gigabyte.
The best part is, I actually did buy an external drive, and it's just sitting on top. I just haven't.
Did you connect it?
I haven't even.
You haven't even?
I haven't even.
Opened it?
No, it's open. It's there. I just haven't connected or anything.
What are you going to do there before I leave?
Oh, shit. All right. So, what I have been playing, pretty much Remnant from Ash. Continue playing with Cam. An update. We got our asses handed to us over and over again in the last session that we played. I can't even tell you the name of the stage. I don't really. We were just playing the game.
Give you a minute to get your bearings. Welcome to Ass Whooping Town, bitch. Right. Slap the map out your hand.
Please turn around and pull your pants.
Assume the position. Right. Empty your pockets.
So, yeah, that was... Although we were getting smashed, like, constantly, it was fun getting smashed. Phrasing.
Okay.
So, like, we had to be, like, super tactical. Like, when we beat it, we were calling people out. We were like, all right, I took this guy down. Like, this person to your left. Get him. Come back. Get heals. All that bullshit.
How's it healing? What do you mean by heals?
So, the way that the game works, you can collect items in game that can heal you. But you also have this thing called a dragon heart that heals you up to 3 times. And it doesn't do full health. It gives you like a flat number of health, but it's like close to full health essentially. And then I think that's the only ways. Oh no, I'm sorry. There is also a mod. One of the mods that you get for your guns. Once you get enough kills for that gun, that mod charges up. You can use that to heal yourself. You can heal yourself and your people around you.
Kind of you're a combat medic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anything? Oh, so we fought the boss at the end. And it was crazy because we fought the boss once. We died. We're like, oh, no, we could take this. And we just beat the boss the second round. The first boss that we encountered in this game literally took our souls. It was so hard. And we were just like, if the game is this hard, early holy on. Fuck, we are, this can give us gray hair.
Or are y'all just trash?
So apparently, that boss was just unnaturally hard.
Oh, okay.
Because after that, that boss set the game's difficulty for us so high that we just expected to get smashed like left and right. But like the boss that we fought like three bosses thus far, and the other two bosses has like not been anywhere near as difficult as that first boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
They need a game that's like insanely hard at the beginning and it just gets easier and easier the further you get into it.
I was going to say life, but that's not how that works. Mm-mm. No. Second game I played. This is for the Switch. DC Universe Online.
I started that when I first got a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes.
Just 20 minutes?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I wonder if it's cross...
Cross save,
cross platform, whatever, cross something.
That's a good question. I don't know. I should check that out.
Because I wonder if I can download it and continue.
Yeah, right. So, like, I actually started this with my wife.
Yeah.
And then she abandoned me for My Time in Portia. And then she forced me to play My Time in Portia. And eventually I found time to play this game on the side. So, okay. Essentially, DCUOs. It's my side chick.
I'll say that too loud, man.
Phrasing. So yeah, I'm actually having a lot of fun with this game. I didn't expect it to be so enjoyable.
Yeah.
Just because of like the screenshots that I saw, like I never really paid too much attention to this game.
Yeah.
And once I got into it, my character looks like a Rastafarian Green Lantern with the powers of nature, essentially.
Oh.
Yes. The world sets you loose in a pretty big, like open world city. And that was really interesting because I didn't expect that to be the case. And the combat system is kind of like hack and slash combo based with sort of beat 'em up with like skills on cooldown kind of thing. So I mean, it's a really old game, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm kind of playing these games until Borderlands 3 comes out. And then
I don't know if I'm gonna get that anymore.
Okay.
I have plenty of shit I need to finish too.
Yeah. I should go back to Kingdom Hearts at some point, but just
the ending. Apparently, I got enough. You know, you're supposed to take like the pictures of the Mickey heads.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I did enough of those to see the secret ending.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even feel like I did enough, but yeah. So it leads into a new interesting story.
Really?
Seems really? Like it, yeah. Because what's the witch name?
Maleficent.
There you go. And Pete.
Pete, yeah.
She's walking around with Pete and they're looking for a black box. They just pop up at the end like, yeah, that wasn't the black box we're looking for.
Oh, interesting.
And then like another whole new dude, like the organization is dead, but apparently they were small fries.
Really?
Somewhat, yeah.
Fuck.
They were just a means to an end. They were just moving along the story. Some more big bad shit coming. So that's why last podcast, I was like, I'm kind of interested to see what happens next.
Okay. I might actually have to.
As frustrating as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I might have to actually download that game. We'll find space on my hard drive and then download the
game. Just watch the video. You're not going to.
Yeah, you're right. I'm probably going to do that. All right. But before I do that, here's a word from our sponsors.
Sora.
What's good, y'all? Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure that you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, and most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, then tell three people about the podcast. Could be strangers, friends, loved ones, hated ones, your Uncle Jim, I don't know. Every little bit helps. And after you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at PressX2Start, Instagram at PressX2Start, Twitter at PressX2S, and YouTube at PressX2StartTV. And if you've already done all this, well done. Platinum trophy achieved.
And we're back. Now it is time for the quick hits. Number one, this comes from IGN. Destiny 2 is finally getting a season pass. It's called Season of the Undying.
You gonna play it?
You know, if I have the space on my hard drive, you know, I might skip it. It offers free tier and paid tier. There's also exotic weapons will be a part of the whole unlock system in the season pass. So, you know, people who are still playing Destiny 2, is just another way of getting more loot to the game. So they also are doing a free-to-play kind of system. It's called New Light. And I think that's going to work in conjunction with this season pass.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So number two, this is coming from IGN as well. Control and Astral Chain got great reviews.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean, like the fervor around these two games actually got me interested because I saw Astral Chain and I was just like, I don't really. It looks cool, but it also looks like it's just a button masher.
Isn't it made by Platinum Games?
Yeah.
Are you into those type of games?
So I've actually never played a Platinum game.
Bayonetta?
Never. Well, I mean, I played like a demo, but I've never played like, I never sat down and like really played one of their games.
I would assume it's close to like Devil May Cry type stuff.
Okay.
Old God of War.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and I think that's cool. I'm just at that spot right now where I don't necessarily want to buy a game because I know if I buy a game right now,
I'm probably not going to put.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're getting older.
Plus, Borderlands is like right around the corner. And then Control also did really well. So Astral Chain scored an 87 on Metacritic and a 9 out of 10 on IGN.
IGN scores don't matter, though.
So Control got an 81 on Metacritic and an 8.8 on IGN. But like Control, I am actually very shocked at. Because I saw the game, I was like, oh, that looks relatively interesting. There wasn't that much press around, at least from what I saw. So to see that it scored so highly and everyone's like really loving the game. Mm. I think Marcus is going to be playing it. So
After Avery.
Yeah, after Avery. Yeah. So we'll have some stuff to talk about on the cast. Number three, this comes from Push Square. Drive Club is delisted.
So they're shutting down all their servers. So like if you had a club, all those scores and all that stuff.
Yep.
That's all going down. I'm trying to look into see if you can re-download it after they delist it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, for the servers go down. Servers go down March of next year. So March 2020. So make sure you get it in before they go out. Number four. Fortnite Cross Mayhem. This is a Borderlands Fortnite crossover event that's live right now. So if you're still playing Fortnite and you're loving Borderlands or waiting for Borderlands to come, this is your best chance to get a little taste of Borderlands with your Fortnite.
Okay.
And the event runs until September 10th. So that's actually, it's like what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks total?
Before it comes out.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Number five. This comes from Polygon. Yakuza 7 will be a turn-based RPG. This is not an April Fool's joke.
Yakuza 7. Yeah, they originally showed like the fighting system back in April. People mm-hmm. thought it was an April Fool's joke, but yeah. No, it's really a turn-based RPG.
That's crazy.
I wish I got in on Yakuza earlier.
Yeah.
But they're fucking 7-8 games into it now. It's a little late to be jumping into it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff to be playing. But Yakuza 7 will be coming out January 2020 Japan, and the US will get a later release.
Yep. So for all those who like Yakuza, this might be a little change for you. Number six, also coming from Polygon, Bulletstorm is now out on Switch.
Have you ever played it?
No, I did not play that. I just watched it.
When I hear Bulletstorm, I'm thinking of the game Black, if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember Black.
Yeah, I never actually played Bulletstorm. So, I have no frame of reference.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest feature that game had was the ability to grapple enemies. You can either grapple like towards enemies or pull enemies towards you.
Okay.
And you can kick them. Seems kind of basic now, but it was a big thing back then. So number seven, this is coming from Nighthawk Entertainment, which is a game development studio, and they put out the Disney classic games Aladdin and Lion King trailer.
It's going to be a twin pack.
Yes. Yeah. So you get both these games, and basically what this classic games twin pack gives you is the SNES, Genesis, and Game Boy versions of each game. And it's going to be released to everywhere October 29th. So this looked really cool. I mean, if you're into torturing yourself.
The games are not that hard.
You think so, really? Although, my memory of Lion King was dying in the wildebeest stampede section.
Nah, I got past that part.
Okay.
But
Brag about it.
I was freaking like 8 or 9 at the time. So,
I was 4.5, Sean. No, I'm joking.
Young ass. I never actually beat it, but it was beatable. Like,
yeah.
At that age, yeah. I was close to beating it. I just, back then, you couldn't save games.
That's true, yeah. So, and like, I believe, if I'm thinking right, I rented that game. I didn't actually own it. So it
they
was.
They didn't
like,
want you to rent games. That's why they made it so hard.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it didn't work for me because I definitely took that game back and never looked back.
Yeah, and I never actually owned Aladdin. I played other people, so I never actually had the time to beat it.
Right, right. All right, well, that is it for the quick hits. Now it is time for the heavy hitters. Go ahead, Sean.
So, the free games for September in PlayStation, you're getting Batman Arkham Knight that came out back in 2015. That was the finale to the trilogy that Rocksteady made.
Yep.
We're not counting Origins.
No, you never count Origins.
And you're getting Darksiders 3.
Which came out not that long ago.
I think it came out a year or two ago.
Oh, shit, never mind.
But I haven't played a Darksiders game, so.
Yeah, me neither, actually. I saw the first one, and I don't know, I just never thought that that would be the game for me.
Okay.
But this being free.
Check it out.
Yeah.
For Xbox, you're getting a Hitman Complete First Season. I started like the first two levels of that.
Oh, really?
But I'm so obsessive with like trying to do everything. I never actually completed it because it is tedious. I would never just do the main objective and move on.
Yeah.
So. They're also getting a We Were Here.
I'm actually not familiar with this game at all.
And they have Earth Defense Force 2025 and Tekken Tag Tournament. And then randomly, Epic Store is giving out Celeste and Inside for September. So
I'm looking up We Were Here real quick, and it seems like it's very interesting.
Are you being generous, DJ?
I'm being very generous. It seems very snow-centric. This is just a little quick blurb about the game. This is from Steam. Lost in a frozen wasteland and split up from your partner inside an abandoned castle. The only possession you have left is a walkie-talkie with a familiar voice on the other end. Can the two of you find your way out of time? I'm going to guess no, you die. So, number two. This is... Okay. So, Sean, I had sent you this video a little earlier so you can look at it and then we could talk about it. We're talking about Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk!
Marcus is crying right now. So, what did you think of their little... video that they put out, their deep dive.
I feel like they showed the different play styles you can do. You can just straight up brute force things, or you can sneak around and hack shit.
Yeah.
I'll probably be somewhere in the middle.
In between, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably end up somewhere in between too. As much as I would love to just go straight power, I think the class that allows, okay, so we'll go into detail, but like, this is just general impressions. I feel like I would love to be all like warrior type and like really strong and just like burst open doors.
Yeah,
and,
but you're not going to be like invincible. So
yeah, exactly. And I also feel like I'll be missing out on the like other side of just hacking shit. Yeah. So I'd also probably end up like being a balance between the two as well.
Okay. So apparently you do not pick a gender for your character. You just choose a body type, appearance, and attributes.
Yep.
Which include body, intelligence, reflexes, technical, and cool.
Yeah.
Cool and is not about appearance.
Yeah, so that's actually super interesting because way back when they first announced the attributes, they said that, you can, cool is like a factor, but they didn't explain what cool was. So now they finally explained cool, and cool is not about the appearance of the character, but how a player's character performs under pressure. So they actually gave an example in this video how it might have been the talk after the video, but they were saying how if your character isn't cool under pressure, their hands might start shaking when they're like holding a gun and try to like point. So that could be really interesting.
I'm gonna turn my cool all the way up to 11.
Right. Hey, all right now, fellas. Now what's cooler than being cool? I can't hear you. I said, what's cooler than being cool? All right.
I'm gonna be like Iceberg Slim. Bullet gonna go through my head. I'm gonna still keep going.
Right.
Cold as ice.
Oh shit. All right. So there's gonna be three main classes. There's gonna be the solo class, which is like the warrior class. The techie class, at first I had them as like a mage-ish kind of thing, like a techno mage, but it seems like it's going to be more of like the summoner class because you get this like flathead. Well, it's called a flathead, but it's like a turret with legs kind of thing that can like hack other terminals. Like it can distract people.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then you can be the netrunner, which is like the hacker / rogue character.
That'd be a techie, but you're not limited to just one class. All exactly. of these can be blended.
Right, right. So everything in this game is connected to a network, thus is hackable. So through the trailer they put out, or the gameplay trailer they put out, we saw them hack everywhere from people, bench press. The bench press thing was hilarious.
I thought she was going to shoot him in the groin.
Yeah, right.
Like they walked up and aimed there.
Right.
And just walked off.
Just to make sure he's dead. Yeah. So that was actually really cool. But like they also hacked vending machines, pretty much anything that would make sense to be hacked, you can hack. And then meanwhile, the solo character, you can also play your character for strength, which allows you to not have to worry about hacking doors and stuff. You just rip them open, or like you don't have to dodge a turret because you can just run up to the turret and pull it out of its like housing and use the turret, which is really cool. I wonder how many instances
that will be
strength. Yeah, exactly. Because it seems like the game is called Cyberpunk, so you would think maybe hacking might be the way to go for most of these events, but I really hope that they actually do put some more focus into like things you can do with strength.
We'll know what's best within the first week. I'm sure somebody will beat it within the first
week. That's true. All right. So some weapons actually have a second firing mode.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the examples they gave was a rifle.
Yeah.
So it shoots normal bullets, but then secondary firing mode, it actually like folds into itself. And then the bullets are stronger so they can actually pierce walls and so on and so forth.
I have to see that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So they were talking about melee weapons, and it's confirmed the broken bottle can be a melee weapon.
A nigger knife?
Yes. I hope you can name weapons.
Does nobody else know that term?
I have never heard of that term before.
Okay.
Oh, shit. So this is Cyberpunk. We've seen in the trailers, like, you can mod your body. So in the game, they call it cyberware, and it allows you to swap out your own body parts. One of the examples they gave is that you can swap out V's is the name of the main character. So you can swap out his or her body parts for either, like to double jump or something like that.
Yeah.
But some of the enhancements will give the superhuman reflexes and will allow the player to pretty much zip around back and forth. But the cool part about it is that the enemies can also have those same augments. Mm-hmm. So like in the trailer, they show one of the enemies was like zipping around you. And it was just like, what the fuck is going on? But he was using that same augment that
you're running up to get shot, boy. Right.
So that's actually blew my mind, because when I first saw it, I was like, they are really fast.
So in The Witcher 3.
Yes.
You were able to have relationships and stuff, right?
Yes.
I wonder if you'll be able to do that in here.
So I would probably say, as deep as this game is going, you probably will have relationships. And they haven't said that there's no relationship in this game yet.
Because, I mean, you can swap out body parts. So, I mean.
True.
Swap out for better body parts. Right. Better and blacker body parts. Right. I'm just saying.
You start the game as a white character, end the game as a black character. This feels right. This feels
start
right.
Start out with all the advantages, end with all the advantages.
This is my ultimate form. Oh shit. They actually talked about the gangs. Well, they talked about two gangs that you actually interact with in the game. I'm not sure if there's going to be more gangs. I kind of hope there is, but I think this is going to be indicative of how long the game is if there aren't any more gangs. So the two gangs are, and they're both very unique.
Well, they said it has six sections in Midnight City, so I'm assuming there's going to be
more gangs.
About six gangs or so.
Good point. Okay. So the first gang is the Voodoo Boys, which are Haitians who left their home following a natural disaster, and they brought with them their culture and their best hackers.
So apparently the creator said that the developers took some creative liberty, because in the original Cyberpunk, the Voodoo Boys were white.
Yeah.
And the Haitians came and kind of took over.
Right. So, yeah, he was saying how...
After Clinton kicked them out of Haiti. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was saying how he wanted to actually create a conversation behind cultural appropriation, which is actually really cool, because it was these white boys that were assuming this whole Haitian kind of culture thing. But now the actual Haitians have come and taken over and be like, nah, we are actually Haitian, so you need to step up off of this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. My apologies.
Here's the keys.
There's gas in the tank. And then the other group, which is their rivals, are called the Animals, who value strength and power over all. And these are a bunch of like roided up men and women that are just all about pumping iron and getting diesel.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right. What was that woman that they were fighting in the trailer?
Okay, so that is their boss. Her name is Sasquatch.
That's a huge bitch.
Yo, this was a big thick neck. Just bruh. They were throwing around a sledgehammer.
Yes.
This shit looked crazy.
Yo, that shit looked wild. Like I kind of wonder, I don't know, this kind of goes into the RPG side of it. I wonder if you are playing more of a strength character.
Yeah.
If there will be like instances where you can like match up strength versus strength, or if it's just going to still just run the same as like, oh, she hit me, she did this amount of damage. Oh, crap. I got to go. I got to figure out something.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope your defenses and different like, shit that you put on will affect.
Here's hoping.
I mean, even my wife was watching the trailer with me and she was like, oh, that looks pretty interesting. Really? However, I can see how it might make people paranoid of the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the last little snippet that I pulled out was when you're driving around in cars and motorcycles, you can park them in apartments and you can actually name them. Like, you can name your favorite a pit name slipback.
Mm. I will name it Bessie.
I think I'm going to go with like a Cindy or Courtney or something.
Anywho.
Yeah.
For those who watch One Punch Man.
Yes.
They have a fighting game coming out.
Yes.
One Punch Man, aka Saitama, will be playable.
This should be interesting.
How will that game work, you say? They solve the problem. The people who are developing it solve that problem. Mm-hmm. So apparently, well, first of all, One Punch Man is a anime in which the titular character, Saitama, can beat anybody with just one punch. How the hell is that going to work in a fighting game, you say? Apparently, Saitama is late to every fight.
Yes, yes.
So pretty much you have to survive against whoever you're fighting against until he gets to the battlefield.
That is such an interesting and cool mechanic.
So the enemy who is, he'll be doing a flurry of attacks on Saitama. His health bar will not budge until
it will like blink and bounce around, but he will still stay at 100% health.
Until Saitama feels like retaliating and punching back.
That's awesome.
This seems like an interesting mechanic. I don't know if I would buy this at full price of $60, but I'm curious to see where they go with this.
I kind of wish that, I don't know. I was going to say I kind of wish this was like a story type game.
It might be.
Yeah.
I mean, Street Fighter has a story.
Well, that's true. That is very true.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, this is actually, I love that concept of, all right, this guy is pretty much God tier. How do we get around that? Okay, well, we'll have other people survive until Mr. God comes and do what he does. So that's really cool. Okay, so number four. Remember Telltale?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, someone just threw a Phoenix down on them. And they're back. Well,
the name is back.
The name is back, yes.
They haven't announced how many original employees are still there.
Yeah, so that actually, this article is coming from Polygon. And essentially, Telltale is being revived after its assets were purchased by a company called LCG Entertainment. The new company will sell some of Telltale's back catalog and will work on new games based on a few of the Telltale associated properties, as well as new license, which is cool. So for people who wanted their Telltale games, they were sad that Telltale's gone, they'll be able to get them, at least the back catalog. The new Telltale is headed by Jamie Oatley, and Brian Waddle. Is it Waddle or Waddle?
Whatever you wanted to be, man.
Sure. All right. Oatley said that some of the workers from the original Telltale games will be offered freelance roles, and some workers, I'm sorry, with full-time position possible in the future. So basically, attempt to hire. I made this character. What you mean you firing me? Okay. So in an interview with Polygon, Oldie confirmed that the new business has back catalog rights to licensed properties such as Wolf Among Us and Batman, as well as full rights to original Telltale games as Puzzle Agent.
I never even heard of Puzzle Agent.
No one knows what Puzzle Agent is.
They're terrible at marketing themselves.
Yeah. That was, you know what? That was probably one of the old games, like before like their Jurassic Park game. Because I think that was the first like licensed game that they put out. Wasn't great, but you know, Jurassic Park. This is actually said by Oatley. There are some other expired licenses we're being looked into. And then he also mentions that The Walking Dead won't be coming back since it's owned by Skybound now.
Oops.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Skybound did what they had to do.
So I looked at some rough numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody pretty much claimed that YouTube killed the sales of The Walking Dead game, as well as a lot of other Telltale games.
And I could totally believe that.
So they broke down some rough numbers. I'm going to throw some numbers at you real quick.
Okay.
At about $20 for a season, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
The first season had about 28,000 reviews. If you consider that about 20% of the people buy a game and make a review, you get about plus or minus 100,000 people that own the game.
Right.
That's about $20 times 100,000. That's roughly 2 million. Now, these numbers are very inaccurate, but still
loose.
Follow me. Remove all the licensing and stuff, you'll get about half the money. That's $1 million. Telltale says that only the first season of The Walking Dead was profitable for them. They had more than 300 employees, each employee earning about an average of $1,500 a month, which is still low. That's about
$750
a paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's before taxes.
Yeah.
So their payroll alone is almost $570,000 a month.
Dang, yeah.
Batman had about 7,000 reviews. Game of Thrones game had about 6,000 reviews. And other games, about 3,000 to 4,000 reviews.
Yeah.
You can imagine the profit they had after all the licensing of all that stuff. They licensed too many things. They spread themselves too thin.
Exactly.
They're not bad games. So this person said, the Portuguese video showing 30 minutes of the Batman Telltale game had 300,000 views. If only 40% of those viewers had bought the game, Telltale might have made a decent profit.
Ugh.
So here's a problem. People love to watch the game, But the price of it is too high for some people for what is pretty much a TV show per episode. Granted, they're long episodes.
Right.
It's easy to enjoy all the content of the game just by looking at YouTube instead of playing it yourself.
And that's the main problem.
So he suggested a solution for Telltale's, but too little too late.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is Netflix.
Yes, I love this.
Netflix released dynamic content like Black Mirror, Bandersnatch, where you were able to make the decisions, as well as what was that Bear Grylls shit that you...
You vs. Wild.
Boom. I'm sure that story was trash compared to Telltale's writing skills.
Hey, look, Bear Grylls did all he could, all right? He's not a good actor.
So, I don't know how Netflix would pay them, but the duration of each season was probably about more or less 5.5 hours. So, if 2 million people watch the first season on Netflix, that means profit about 300,000 copies sold, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Their problem wasn't necessarily the gameplay. They were just on the wrong platform, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. Netflix is like a godsend of an idea for them to just go to that platform, like exclusively go to that platform.
Like, everybody has Netflix. You don't have to buy a whole new.
And I think you said that Netflix pays you like per minute or whatever.
Allegedly, that's not verified, I mean, he said that. But
right.
That's still a good ass idea.
That is amazing. So
too little, too late.
Yeah, I mean, this new Telltale could. That could probably be a revenue stream for them.
But just imagine how many people are on Netflix versus the install base of people who actually have a PS4, Xbox One, or what have you.
Right.
They're not buying games to do a pick-your-own-adventure type shit. However, that Bandersnatch Black Mirror episode, that was something new for Netflix.
Exactly.
There was a lot of press around that.
Absolutely,
I can only imagine... The obsession with The Walking Dead and it being a choose-your-own-adventure shit on Netflix.
Well, they wouldn't be able to do Walking Dead because Skybound has it. But like,
I mean, at the time,
or like Batman.
I just mean at the time,
right? Okay, yeah.
That would have been a boost for Netflix as well.
Yeah.
So,
man,
Telltale.
So, just to end this off, Oli said that he bought the rights to Telltale because he believes in the future of the adventure games. This is a viable business that went away due to market conditions and some scale choices. Essentially, they bought too many licenses and blew up too quickly.
Yeah. Basically, their licensing deals pretty much guaranteed that they would never make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
They negotiated some terrible deals.
Okay, so he finishes off by saying, I like games that tell stories, and I think that our industry should have a company that specializes in narrative-driven games. And, you know... I totally agree. As much as I don't pay attention to Telltale games, I do appreciate the value of those games.
Yeah.
And they should be around too, just as much as we got fighting games. Or Remnant from Ash.
Ta.
Or Anthem. Oh, poor Anthem.
Anyway.
With that being said, I think this concludes the Team Jamaica edition. Press X to start.
Bullets
indeed, sir. Indeed.
Todd the Ting, brethren.
Well, this has been another episode of Press X to Start podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more. Press X to Start podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus, no. Let's run that back.
A lot of God.
PressX2Start.com. Until next time, we have been your hosts. Hosts? Plural?
Barbados Slim.
Peace.